watching. She gritted her teeth and pushed hard on the pedals. Down the street she flew as if she owned it, all the while smiling, almost giggling with the feeling the speed brought. It took a moment to realize she'd fallen off, that she was lying on the road. Her bike was on top of her and parts of her body hurt. She began to cry. "Are you okay?" She opened her eyes to see the boy leaning over her. He went to pick up her bike, but then his dad took over and lifted it off like it was a feather. "Are you okay, sweetie?" said the man. His voice was soft and gentle. It made Jess stop crying, but her tears still ran down her face. "Oh, you've hurt your knee," said the boy as she sat up. "Come and sit on the curb and I'll get you a band-aid. Maybe a few," said the boy's father. Her skin was scraped from her knee, burning as if it were on fire. Jess sniffled as her bottom lip quivered. The nice man had helped her walk to the edge of the bitumen and laid her bike down. The boy sat beside her. "So, you're a girl," he said as he looked at her. "I only have a brother."
"Me too," said Jess. "He touches all my toys."
"So does mine. I'm Peter," he said, holding out his hand. Jess just continued to hug her leg